Thank you, Nate, for that message. You want to become rich? Then become content, right? Contentment, godliness with contentment is great gain. That's kind of what stood out to me. Thanks, Nate. Rockefeller was asked one time, how much money would you have in order for you to be satisfied? And he said, just a little more. And Rockefeller was considered one of the richest men on earth at that time. And I've known a lot of people like that, just a little more, just a little more. So that's a great subject. Christ talks many, many times in the scripture about money. And Proverbs talks a lot about money. What do we do with money? Putting it in perspective, I've helped lower a lot of men down in the ground already when we had a funeral. And you look down in that hole, and you look and you consider, and you think, that's where I'm going. Someday I'm going to go down in that hole too, and I'm not going to take one penny with me. So, you know, what do we spend our time on? I think God blesses us so we can bless others, right? My experience is the more money you have, the more trouble you have. Thinking here, one young man was asked, you know, what he'd like to have. And he'd like to have a big house and a really big yard. And okay, so now you have a big house, and you got to take care of the house, and you have a big yard. Now you got to buy a tractor to mow the grass. Now you got to build a pole barn to store your mower. And on and on and on it goes. It's just like, yeah, it takes. So you never really own more, but more owns you, right? The more things you own, the more time it takes to take care of that. So what do we serve? Do we serve God or do we serve money? So I'll open it up to you. This is your time to share. Anybody?
Thanks for the message. That was very good, inspiring. And also, thanks, Jay, for your devotions this morning. Those were exactly what I needed to hear as well. And we've all come from different paths, different journeys. But I appreciate you opening up your life that we can look into your story and take things out of that for ourselves. Thank you for that.
I just want to say thank you, Nate, for the message, and also Jay, for the message that you shared in the song, God is Good All the Time. And he is. If God wouldn't be good, where would I be? If he wouldn't be good to give you another chance, where would I be? Verse 8 here caught my attention. In having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. That really stuck out to me. You know, sometimes we may have hard times in our lives. We might be struggling to get our bills paid and all that, but we still have food, and we still have a house to live in. Nobody came and chased us out on the street, and even if that would happen, we have a church, or I feel confident we have a church that would take care of us, that we would still have food, we would still have a place to live, and but one thing sure, we still have a God that does take care of us. But thank you, Nate, for that message. It was really what I needed to hear. So thank you.
Nate, thank you for the message. Something that really stood out to me and something that I read often and I have to grasp often, and Ed shared about, it's hard for him to brush off maybe unforgiveness and give it to God. This is something that I struggle with and have a hard time brushing off my shoulder and giving to God. Is in Matthew 6, verse 25, it says, "This is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food to drink, food or drink, or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them, and aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life?" I tend to stress and worry about things that I shouldn't stress and worry about, and that's something that I am trying to work on in my life, and yeah, that's just something that I struggle with. So thank you for sharing that, Nate.
Yeah, Jay, I forgot to thank you this morning for sharing your testimony this morning. I appreciated that. Another thing, I just want to invite all of you for lunch. If you're content with Amish church meal, that's what we have. So you're all welcome to stay. If you could, then after the service, just make your way down, and once everyone is seated, we'll have prayer and then eat then. So thank you.
Yes, Nate, thank you for that message. The one that stood out to me was one word. It was called desire. I think most of us would not consider us to be that rich, or we could find somebody that's richer than us. But I think we always, at times, struggle with that word desire. We desire that, or we desire to be rich, because we think it would make life easier. So I think that is a lot what that message was to me about, is give those desires to God, and let's desire him. So, thank you.
Okay, I think if we're done, if you're done, we'll be done. So why don't we all rise, and Conrad Miller, would you lead us in a closing prayer? And then after the prayer, maybe we'll have a verse of song.